good day. Time is 7 after the hour. But then if you're a betting man and you listen to this program with any regularity, you knew that that's what I was going to say as we get started in this hour of the world of conversation, conversation radio, the most important stories of the day. We are the Good Day program. When I say we, senor, it's, that's not French. We, what's men? Senor is Spanish, right, Kenny? Oui, monsieur. Yes, monsieur. It's monsieur. Oui, monsieur. Ken Kessler is here with me as we go through what's happening on Friday, the 26th of July. These characters at the NSA, or at least the stories that have sort of surrounded the people in the news who have been part of the focus here. It's not just what the NSA has been doing, but it's the ongoing saga of Mr. Snowden. It's tied to this. And then the reporter, Glenn Greenwald, who broke the story, has a book deal. Woohoo! What a surprise.
Shocking.
My God, I'm not... Yeah. He's writing the story of his involvement with Edward Snowden and the NSA. So when you first saw that, Kenny, what did you think?
I was wondering what took so long.
Right. How much do we know? A lot of times these books get a couple hundred thousand dollars as a, what do they call it, the downstroke, the signing bonus or whatever. So the book is going to include supposedly new information on private companies that are working secretly with the government to share your information. The book won't come out, though, until late next winter. In the meantime, what else is going on? You have the ability to survey sort of our listeners, Kenny, at facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day, at Good Day Show. What are you finding?
Lots of conversation about that amendment that failed in the House this week that would have restricted what the NSA is doing. Greg says he's glad that it failed. The fact that it was so close should cause the NSA to get proactive on this.
Mm-hmm. Why would you mean they understand, or at least the hope is the NSA or the government understands that if it was this close, that means that they could take another vote and curtail, leave it to the NSA to fix their own house? Is that what he's basically saying?
That's what I take from it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that, because Congress likes to vote on things again and again and again, so
right.
the next vote could sure go the other way. Thomas says one thing is for sure: the administration is scared witless about Snowden. That's mm-hmm. why I think they have a deal with Putin. Snowden stays in Russia so long as he shuts up.
Yeah. That's a behind-the-scenes sort of thing. That is interesting. Meanwhile, go ahead, Ken. You got one more?
Yeah, one more. Richard says, as far as whether his opinion has changed about Snowden, he says, no, traitors are traitors. He's no heroic man fighting evil, just an opportunist seeking money and attention.
He is fighting evil. Whether he did it for that reason or not, there is a lot of evil that has been unearthed because of this. So I don't agree with your comment, sir, but I'm appreciative of your taking the time to send it to us. You don't have to agree with me, and I don't have to agree with you. That's the beauty of what we have here, the confirmation of our feelings. Kenny and I, actually, I think I'm more on Kenny's side about Snowden and who he really is. But the fact that we know so much more, and we find how intrusive this all is, and understand that this is not the America that we're supposed to be touting. America's a police state. That's really what it's becoming. And it's all they say, because I love this, it's for your protection. That's kind of like in romance. Safety gets exchanged for love, and then you have neither. No love, no safety. Same thing here. If you think you're getting security, you're not getting any security. There's no more security here. It's just a police state. That's all we've got, is a police state. And the quicker everybody wakes up to that and figures it out, 888-302-3684. Now the question is, can you do anything about it? And that remains probably the best question. There's a new survey that finds hundreds of international tech companies are canceling contracts with U.S. providers over concerns raised by Snowden about privacy issue. Let's come up with an example of that and how it would work, Kenny. Hundreds of international tech companies that would be, let's say they're doing business with Google or Apple. Is that the kind of stuff we're talking about?
And they, yeah, exactly. And then Google, and it's already been buzzing around the internet that Google has given the NSA a backdoor, basically, to all their users, and that they supply the NSA with information. So if you're a French tech company and you want to work with Google, then you know that Google is going to give away your information as well.
Mm-hmm. So should we all cancel our Gmail accounts?
Well, you need email from somewhere, and Google's not the only one who's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
They're the biggest name, but I'm sure that Yahoo's doing it. I'm sure that AOL and, yeah, and every other provider is doing the same thing.
Mm. All right. So we're sort of in a conundrum here, a quandary. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com or Ken at DougStephan.com. Here's radio host Gary Gupton talking to Senator Rand Paul. Paul thinks the debate over this NSA program will go to the Supreme Court.
The whole thing about privacy versus protection, of course, the House, they rejected the effort on the NSA surveillance program. But this is an issue that you guys in Washington are going to be dealing with, aren't you?
Yeah, and it was an incredibly close vote. In fact, I'm going to meet with some of the leaders from the House who introduced that amendment. We're going to try to do the same amendment in the Senate. But the fact that we almost defeated this program, I mean, there were only a handful of votes away from defeating it. And I think if you poll the American people, I think the vast and overwhelming majority of the American people think, you know what, unless I'm accused of a crime and the judge says there's probable cause, they shouldn't be looking at my phone calls. They shouldn't be looking at my phone records. And I think this case will go all the way to the Supreme Court, but it's pretty important because once we let our guard down, I think that there's really no end to what will happen to our loss of privacy.
Are you convinced that the NSA program is reining in some potential terror attacks on our country?
No, and in fact, they say they've captured 50 people with this information, and then you have to read the next clause in the sentence, or other information. And I'm convinced that everybody that's been captured, everybody that's been apprehended has been through intelligence work. So what happens is somebody gives them a lead. They don't just troll through all this and get any names, and they've never done any random trolling to get a name. They get a name from somebody who's an informant, then that person's phone calls lead them to the next person. I'm all for that. If they say John Smith is a terrorist, they go to a judge, and you get a warrant, you look at his phone records, and then you, if he's calling 100 people, you get a warrant for those 100 people, and it goes on and on. And you can track people. We've been doing this for a long time. But I think what we shouldn't do is just take a billion phone calls a day and dump them into a database that the government can look at any time. I think that's a real invasion of privacy.
All right, let's find out. We'll put a montage together of some of your calls that have come in this week on the NSA in just a moment. This is the Doug Stephan Good Day program at 16 after the hour.
Musicians, they stop hyperventilation, protect school books, you carry your lunch in them. Yeah, brown bags are good. At Guitar Center, brown bags are great. Now through Monday, it's Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale. 10% off all the accessories you can cram into one of our special brown bags. From sticks to strings, heads to headphones, software to handheld recorders. If it fits in the bag, it's 10% off. Now through Monday, the more you bag, the more you save. During Guitar Center's brown bag accessory sale.
Mark your calendar for Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Start the weekend saving with Young Men's Levi's 514 jeans for just $39.99. Get 45 to 55% on great juniors brands, 50% off all Carter's and Oshkosh Bagosh playwear, and 20 to 50% off athletic shoes. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every 50 spent. Save Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at Kohl's Great Big Weekend Sale. Kohl's expects great things.
Hey, it's Bobby, fourth grade. Big announcement. This year, uniforms won't be some uniform. Because Old Navy polos in tons of colors are only $5. And pants, including the skinnies, just add. So, Jess, you can be marching band Jess and Cuff skinnies. Or Jess, math and purple polo genius. Or Jess, my girlfriend. Bobby, get mom-approved polos for $5. Pants, including skinnies, just add. Let's go to Old Navy. Bobby, after math class.
Valid 7/25 through 8/30, select styles only.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
Did you get Abe Lincoln's Snapchat? It totally emancipated my thinking.
Yeah, people didn't realize that he wasn't just a progressive leader. He was also a humorist.
And that Spotify playlist from Brahms put me to sleep.
Marie Antoinette keeps posting pics of cake, hoping people will like her. I totes commented, hashtag abolish monarchy, hashtag guillotine.
What a drama queen.
Alex Bell keeps tweeting at me. Just because he invented the phone doesn't mean he can keep blowing up mine.
Smartphones are like tutors that work 24/7, so send your student back to school with a smartphone from Sprint. Buy one Samsung Galaxy S4 for $199.99 or a Galaxy S3 for $99.99 and get the same model free after $50 mail-in rebate. Make the most of your new phones with unlimited data and 4G LTE, all while on the Sprint network. Visit a Sprint store or Sprint.com.
Offer ends 8/15/13. Rebate via reward card. Coverage and offer not everywhere or on all plans. Subject to 2-year agreement, credit, activation, and early termination fee. Excludes taxes, network use, rules, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
888-302-3684 here on the Good Day overview of some of the things that are going on, the best stories of the day and maybe even the week as we're on the Friday program. Let's take a sampling of a few callers here as time allows. Nick, listening in Texas about the NSA and how badly we need them.
Everybody keeps going back to their constitutional rights. Well, first off, you know, when the Constitution was written, we weren't having all these, you know, they weren't worried about terrorists coming over and suicide bombings and stuff like that. Second off, with all of the cuts that have been happening, especially to the military, you know, you're downgrading your prevention from the attack over there. So what's gonna keep us safe over here? I was in New Jersey in 9/11. I was very close to a couple of families who lost people. So I think the most important thing is national security. And just as long as the information that's collected is used properly for terrorism and the safety of the American people, I don't see any problem with it.
Notice a younger voice, a younger caller, younger people don't seem to have as much of a problem, Kenny, with all of this than those who are a little more mature. Is that an overstatement or is that accurate?
No, I think it is right. I think that a lot of the attitude is, and you hear it from some older callers too, that a lot of the attitude of younger callers is that I didn't do anything wrong, so I've got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, right, which isn't the point. Hello, ding, ding, ding.
Right.
All right, here's William in Pennsylvania on the conspiracy theorists' thoughts.
I think that, you know, for a while, everyone who said things like the government spying on us were labeled conspiracy theorists. And now we find out that we aren't conspiracy theorists, that they do record everything. Thanks to Mr. Snowden, we know that this is true. And what is amazing to me is that even when the light of day shines in on this fact, and our legislators finally do something to try to curb it, our executive branch tries to continue this practice when it's obviously not. I mean, we're supposed to be secure in our belongings, in our person, and our papers. And this is so obviously an overreach of our tyrannical government to just get. Like, I wonder if they're monitoring the fact that I'm calling you right now.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable, survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
There may be a hidden danger lurking in our homes.
And without the right equipment,
you'll never know it's there.
Maser instruments detect all forms of nuclear radiation, including alpha, beta, gamma, and X-ray. And are always on, just like your smoke alarm. Detecting, measuring, and monitoring nuclear radiation. Made in America. Laboratory grade. And EMP resistant. If you can't reliably measure nuclear radiation, you're not fully prepared. But now you can be. At MaserInstruments.com. Spelled M-A-Z-U-R, Instruments.com.
Raising your own chickens for food is great, but how will you get them ready for the dinner table? Do it the fast and easy way with a power plucker from PowerPlucker.com. The power plucker is a simple attachment that works with a power drill and removes feathers in a flash. Whether you're a homesteader or a bird hunter, you'll save time and money, and we guarantee you'll love it. Order right now at PowerPlucker.com and receive free shipping. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Jackson was number one during this week in 1983 with Wanna Be Startin' Somethin'. And that song brings us around to news that Michael Jackson's ex-wife Debbie Rowe is expected to testify in the Jackson family's wrongful death trial against the organization AEG, the agents. She's expected to be called by the concert promoter to testify about Michael's prescription drug addiction. Sources say the site Rowe will reveal, tell the site TMZ that he'll reveal prescription drug addiction and suggest that his dermatologist, Dr. Andrew Klein, would inject the singer with Demerol and Vistaril. I mean, what do those things do, Kenny?
Whatever, Kenny. I don't have any idea. Oof. I don't know.
Doesn't sound good. Whatever it is, doesn't sound very good.
No, it doesn't.
All right, so let's move on in the overview of what's going on in the world of conversation radio to more talk this week about Mr. Zimmerman. Robin Roberts talked to juror B-29, who says Zimmerman got away with murder.
What was your first vote?
My first vote was second-degree murder.
Second-degree murder.
In between the 9 hours, it was hard. A lot of us, I wanted to find something bad, something that we could connect to the law. For myself, he's guilty because the evidence shows he's guilty.
He's guilty of
killing Trayvon Martin. But as the law was read to me, if you have no proof that he killed them intentionally, you can't. You can't say he's guilty.
Did you want to step out at all? Did you want to quit?
I was the juror that was going to give him the hung jury. Oh, I was. I fought to the end. I mean, it's hard for me to sleep. It's hard for me to eat because I feel that I was forcibly included in Trayvon Martin's death. And as I carry him on my back, I'm hurting as much as Trayvon Martin's mom is. Because there's no way that any mother should feel that pain.
But you feel in your heart of hearts that you and the jury approached it and came with a decision, and you stand by that decision to this day?
I stand by the decision because of the law. If I stand by the decision because of my heart, he would have been guilty.
I know that you've heard some people have said, point blank, they've said George Zimmerman got away with murder. How do you respond to those people who say that?
George Zimmerman, George Zimmerman got away with murder, but you can't get away from God. And at the end of the day, he's going to have a lot of questions and answers he has to deal with. The law couldn't prove it, but, you know, the world goes in circles.
Around and around we go, and where it stops, nobody knows. So there's, I think that's a pretty compelling conversation there, actually. Kenny, as I listened to her, sounds very sincere and just shows you how, I don't know if corrupt is the right word, but there's a lot of iffiness in many of the laws in many of our states, federal laws as well, and that kind of points it out. It's almost like you were being pushed into a corner. So the Zimmerman trial, lots of conversation still about that, and I think it is appropriate that we talk about it. You're welcome to chime in. 888-302-3684. There are former American Idol contestants who are suing the program. We'll have that conversation in a few minutes here on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. If you thought taking a cruise is all about the indulgences, think again. More and more cruise lines are offering the chance to give back to local communities during your trip. Crystal Cruises has a number of volunteerism opportunities, including some new ones in its European ports. That includes working with marine life in Barcelona or spending time at an education and health center in Odessa. Semester at Sea, which is open to adults of all ages, often ties in fieldwork and volunteerism to its curriculum. That could mean working with a conservation group or with a local Habitat for Humanities chapter. Even if your cruise line doesn't offer a volunteer experience, you can still get connected through a program called Hope Floats. This California-based organization coordinates volunteer experiences on 5 Caribbean islands. All the participating charities are located within a short drive from the ports, and they'll set you up with an experience that runs for about 4 hours. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the Travel Detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
If you're a Medicare member with diabetes, you may be confused over recent changes affecting where you can buy test strips. Don't worry. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Our stores carry all major brands and offer a 90-day supply at the same low Medicare copay as mail order. You may even qualify for a free one-touch or CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with this Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds, leaving you with a bubbly yet positively decadent feeling.
Just say yes next time. Also, save up to an extra $250 on appliances with the coupons featured in your Friday paper.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply.
The GCN Radio Network provides the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Microplant Powder Gold. Microplant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Microplant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Friday, it is the 26th. People ask me all the time, how is it you wake up and sound so fresh and ready to go? Well, I get enthused about these conversations, and I'm happy to have you understand what's going on in the world, and that's my job, to be enthusiastic and hopefully somewhat informed about what's going on, so we can pass that on. We being Ken Kessler, along with me, Doug Steffen, on the Good Day program, 888-302-3684. Yeah, you can email us. You can go to facebook.com/Good Day Show. Use Twitter at Good Day Show. Since we've started the stimulating conversation about the NSA, anything more on that before we get to Mr. Wiener and his foolishness, Kenny?
Just one comment. Excuse me. Just one comment from another Ken about the vote that the House voted down. Ken says, my rep voted not to put any limits on the NSA to violate my privacy. I'm going to vote to limit my rep's term of office.
There you go. I think that's the thing to do. Find out how your rep voted and vote against him. That's all. Find somebody better. Speaking of voting, the mayoral candidates, 5 or 6 of them in New York City, the one getting the most notoriety, Mr. Wiener. Anthony Wiener's poll numbers are going down like a submarine that's got a leak in it, down to the bottom. The woman who exchanged these very sexual online messages and engaged in phone sex with him spoke in public yesterday. Her name is Sydney Leathers. And so there is now sort of recognition of her and what she's all about, and whether or not she's, I thought, pretty blatantly frank about this. She said he would look at my Facebook page frequently. He would tell me that he would get jealous if other men would compliment me. In other words, he became very controlling. Here's Rita Cosby talking on her program to a caller who's disgusted by all this.
Let's go to Esther from Long Island. Esther, what do you make of all this latest stuff with Anthony Wiener?
I'm totally disgusted. I feel that you can't separate the man from the job. If, God forbid, he becomes mayor, who says he won't be busy texting on the phone or texting during a meeting or making appointments after the meeting? How will he be responsible to run the biggest city in the world? And second point, I think his wife, she's been coached by Hillary Clinton. I think she was so disgusted, and she just doesn't know what to do, and she's just standing there. The words are phony. It's a good ploy, and I just feel he's not responsible.
Yeah, and I feel like he's not accepting responsibility. And like even today, he's sort of blaming. There's this new letter out, and he's basically blaming his marriage, blaming this. It's like, you, Huma, you're the terrible person, and we had a terrible time, and that's why I did it. He's making excuses. And to me, when I read some of the things, Esther, I mean, I don't blush a lot. I've seen a lot in my life. As a journalist, I've covered a lot of things. But my jaw dropped when I was reading some of these sexually explicit. I can't read them on the air,
I didn't read anything, but I could tell you, to me, he looks extremely arrogant. And where's his shame? I don't understand him. After he resigned, he went ahead and did it again.
Well, and that's what bothers me. Does that bother you? What bothers me is the timing, like you said. The fact that he, after all of that, he still couldn't control himself, which says to me what I've been saying all along, that I think it's a sickness, and I think that it's well beyond anything that he can control. If he couldn't control it after being so publicly shamed, it makes me think that he, this is like so way out of control in his life, which is what I've always believed to get to the point he did.
My question comes back around to his. I look at the picture of him. He disgusts me just looking at him. He looks like a reprobate to me. There's nothing about him. I look at his wife, and she looks like a fairly interesting, convivial sort in a sense. But looking at him just leaves me as cold as ice. Carlos Danger. Whether or not he's in or out, there's a story today suggesting, Kenny, that he ought not to be counted out. He is still a contender, even though his numbers are going down. One wonders how anybody could take this guy seriously, but I guess that's what makes a horse race. Everybody's different. 888-302-3684. Meanwhile, a couple of hosts that we monitor here, Susan Rose and John Zach, talked to a strategist named Carl Calabresi about Wiener insisting that he will stay in the race. There are some rumors, though, Kenny, you told me that he might drop out this weekend or something.
They're waiting for more polls to come in, and the first ones are already showing that his numbers are going way down.
Mm-hmm.
But this kind of race, since it's not a big national election, there will be low turnout.
Mm.
And they think that if he believes his supporters will still turn out, even with low turnout, he could still win.
Who are his supporters? Good God.
I can't even begin to imagine who would support him.
Yeah. All right, so unless you've been sleeping through the news, this has been, interestingly enough, as I do a program Kenny produces called the Talk Radio Countdown Show that airs in a lot of these same stations over the weekend, 3 hours reviewing the hot hits in talk radio for the week, the top 10, and this is number one, if you can believe it or not. All the discussion on news talk radio stations around the country of Anthony Weiner, whether it's from a factual point of view or whether it's from an opinion point of view or just the startling fact that this guy is this blatant and people's jaws are dropping in disbelief. I can't believe that there are people like this in politics. Of course there are. They're everywhere. 888-302-3684. All right, so anyway, here is, did I do this with the Susan Rose intro? Yeah, I did that, right?
Yes.
All right.
We didn't hear the...
No, that's because Michael is about to play that right now.
What do you make of the fact that he is insisting on staying in this race? Is this arrogance or what?
Oh, I think it's a combination of things. First of all, yes, it is arrogance. Anthony Weiner, when he was in Congress, has always been known as very arrogant fellow. You can see that in the way he handles himself. But there's more going on here. I mean, I think this is a man who's got some serious emotional and personal issues. I think he's combined that with a huge ego. And, everybody who runs for office has a big ego. You have to. But there comes a tipping point when a healthy ego becomes an unhealthy ego. I think we're dealing with someone with some serious ego problems. And I think we're dealing with someone who has frankly become addicted to the game of politics, has become addicted to the cameras and the microphones and the attention and the quotations in the newspaper and the appearances on television. And he just can't get away from it. It's almost like an addicting drug. It's become that bad. So I think you put all those together, And you've got this scene that we're witnessing in New York City right now.
You know, he is no doubt the subject of talk from Timbuktu to Toledo. I mean, no matter where he goes, he's going to be haunted with nothing but questions about this and not about running for mayor of New York. I mean, how, does he realize what he's in for?
Oh, sure he does. And you know, look at how long it took him, John, to resign from Congress after this was originally discovered. I mean, he didn't go quickly. There was a long period of time that he held out. He just didn't budge on it. So, I mean, we're almost seeing a repeat of what happened a couple of years ago. Look, this is a primary, and I'll tell you what's going on here. Right now, as we're speaking, they're probably getting in the results of their overnight polling. In a primary, you've got a very small turnout, usually, of people, of voters. And he's thinking, gee, you know, maybe my base of support is so strong that I can survive this. And so before I drop out, I want to do some polling because I can win this race with 28, 30% of the vote. And if my supporters are willing to stay in there with me, why should I get out? So that's what's going on here. I think if over the next couple of nights as they do polling, if it looks like his base of support is completely eroded, you'll see him drop out. But as long as he thinks that his supporters are with him and he can get them out to the polls and maybe win this thing with the 30% of the vote, I think he's going to stay in.
888-302-3684. What I think is that it's time to call this spectacle what it is, spousal abuse. His wife, Huma, has the right to make any decision she wants about her life, just as a victim of domestic abuse has the right to return for more, but we don't have to sit silently by and condone it. She read from a script about forgiving her husband, and he was forced to address allegations then, and he did it very arrogantly. He is an a-hole, as far as I'm concerned. But there's a gallery, Kenny, of these people, the political wives, who've stood by their men. And then there's certainly a group that have not stood by their men. Why does she do it has been the question, the speculation that she's having a an affair with Hillary Clinton, that she's a lesbian and doesn't this make any difference. This is a marriage of convenience. Jim McGreevy in New Jersey, I'm remembering his situation as a cheater. It just seems that the egos are so high with these people who are now involved in politics that you look and listen to any of these conversations back and forth. It's really stupid. The impulses that these people respond to are nothing short of really being kind of stupid, the way they handle it. And my opinion is, as I read in a headline in New York, why New Yorkers don't want to look stupid. And voting for a guy like this and having him in office is stupid. Unless I'm missing something, do you think that's where it is? What do you think?
I can't imagine. I couldn't believe it when he announced that he was going to run, and then he was doing well in the polls. That just boggled me. But that he's still in is, it's ridiculous.
It's mind-blowing, actually. 888-302-3684. Okay. Coming up next, the discussion this week about further cuts at the Postal Service. We'll have that for you in just a matter of moments. You can count. Don't hold your breath, though, but you can count down the moments.
InFight Daily Radio. Nashville singer-songwriter Rose Falcon has just released her best collection of songs yet, 19th Avenue, the EP, Volume 2. 19th Avenue is loaded with fun, lyrically clever songs that touch on relationships, love found and lost, and spirituality. We sat down with Rose recently, and she told us about one of her favorite songs on the EP, the self-penned Like Crazy.
Yeah, Like Crazy is probably my favorite song on 19th Avenue, Volume 2. I wrote it by myself, so maybe that's why. I feel like I always know within the first, 10 minutes and the first couple of lines if the song is special, if it has magic in it or not. And the first line of the song says, I heard what you said about your last girlfriend. You said she was absolutely crazy. And that looking back, she wasn't really worth a damn. I wonder what you're going to say about me. But I have I've heard guys say that about girls. It's like that your ex-girlfriend's always crazy. When do you ever say that a girl was not crazy? We get a bad rap. And so that's kind of, it's like, well, you thought she was crazy. Well, you know, what are you going to think of me? But it's saying that regardless, you know, of how I behave, I will truly and honestly love you. And it's asking the person to kind of give you a chance. Yeah, my intentions are always good. You know what they say about that, though? Sometimes you feel like God gives you these gifts, and you just have to find the right way to place the words and how to make a song out of the inspiration that you've been given.
That was Rose Falcon speaking about her latest release, 19th Avenue, the EP, Volume 2. For more info, please visit rosefalcon.com.
Visit us on the web at insightdailyradio.org.
If you came to Sears, I'd enlighten you with this Samsung refrigerator with a sparkling water dispenser. Brings class into any home. Isn't that right, Lord Fountainshire?
The delicate balance of filtered water infused with pure carbon dioxide tantalizes your taste buds, leaving you with a bubbly yet positively decadent feeling.
Just say yes next time. Also, save up to an extra $250 on appliances with the coupons featured in your Friday paper.
One appliance store helps more people with savings and solutions than any other. This is Sears. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Offer valid 7/26 and 27.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh, what's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hey, it's Bobby, fourth grade. Big announcement. This year, uniforms won't be some uniform. Because old navy polos in tons of colors are only $5. And pants, including skinnies, just 10. So, Jess, you can be marching band Jess and Cup skinnies. Or Jess, math and purple polo genius. Or Jess, my girlfriend. Bobby, mom-approved polos for $5. Pants, including skinnies, just 10. Let's go to old navy. Bobby, after math class.
Valid 7/25 through 8/30, select styles only.
All right, here we are on the overview of what's going on in the world conversationally. Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. I was talking about the latest suggestions to try to save the post office, and found this radio host, John Hines, sort of putting it all into perspective.
This idea of ending the door-to-door delivery and maybe even consolidating in some areas the curbside, end of your driveway, and putting them together. Cul-de-sacs, it's not uncommon. That's the way it is where I live. There are 6-7 mailboxes all together. But they're still just regular drop mailboxes. But there's a circle also where I live. And they get each at the end of their driveway. The letter carrier could probably save some time by pausing at one cluster and putting all the letters in there. A lot of people are concerned about the idea of living, or ending, I should say, the to-your-front-doorstep type of delivery. There's a text here that says, I think this is pretty interesting, that it's a good point, too. Don't forget the law enforcement and national security that door-to-door daily contact provides. Who knows neighborhoods better than a letter carrier? That is true. Letter carriers see what's going on in the neighborhoods. And they keep track. They see if your mail piles up for a while. A lot of people are expressing some anti-union sentiment here, including one texter that goes so far as to say, post office has two speeds, slow and stop. It's the damn unions. There was a letter that went out yesterday. It was an op-ed piece. It was from Frederick Rolando, who is the president of NALC, the National Association of Letter Carriers. And he made a couple of points in here. He wanted to sort of, you know, defending the Postal Service with facts and context. He said part of the reason that the red ink that we're hearing about with the USPS is because of the economic crisis that hit this country 5 years ago. Every recession lowers mail volume, and this has been the worst recession since the Great Depression. He goes on to say that's key because this Postal Service, which gets no taxpayer money, funds itself through the sale of stamps. Well, they get no taxpayer money, and they're funding itself through the sale of stamps, aren't they coming up a bit short?
safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Man, these hours go by so quickly. There's so much conversation, so many things to talk about. Kenny and I are here with a focus on sports in general. There are a couple of different stories floating around, one of them having to do with the NFL, the business of concussions, the controversy about guys that play like Aaron Hernandez. Remember back to Michael Vick. These people are just cretins. They're subhumans, horrible creatures. And so are people realizing that that's what football attracts. Here are host John Curley and Andrew Walsh talking about whether the NFL can survive.
10 years of no more football.
No.
Really, it's still around.
Yeah, in 2023, yeah.
Yeah. I think it's gone for a variety of reasons, but I think a very logical attack is being made against football when it comes to the injuries, when it comes to, people say, the permanent damage that's being done to these players via concussions and long-term medical issues. This is an argument put forward by Malcolm Gladwell, who I love, Malcolm Gladwell.
Yeah, and I just want to say this tape here was from a longer piece on CNN of Gladwell talking about
right.
this, and I wanted to let you know that he's basically saying that he was outraged when Michael Vick had the whole dog fighting controversy.
Yep.
He was just outraged over what he saw hypocrisy, because to him, football and dog fighting, no difference.
No difference whatsoever.
In what way is dog fighting any different from football on a certain level, right? I mean, you take a young, vulnerable dog who is made vulnerable because of his allegiance to the owner, and you ask him to engage in serious, sustained physical combat with another dog under the control of another owner, right? Well, what's football? We take young boys, essentially, and we have them repeatedly over the course of the season smash each other in the head, right? With known neurological consequences. And why do they do that? Out of an allegiance to their owners and their coaches and a feeling they're participating in some grand American spectacle.
A cogent argument put forward by Malcolm Gladwell. I was seeing the other day, and I don't quote me on the numbers, but it just the general statistical analysis is this, that for the my kid plays for Eastside Football, Greater Eastside Football Organization. And they are seeing their numbers go from, I don't know, 500. This is overall kids from 8 years old up to like 14 or 15 years old. Going from 800 or 600 kids trying out, and it just keeps going down every single year. They lose 150
really?
Or 200. Oh, my God. They're in a death spiral. And I said to one of the guys that's involved with the thing, I said, so what's the problem? He says, the problem is that everybody thinks it's unbelievably dangerous. You know what sport kids get more concussions in than any other sport? I said, no, he goes, riding their bikes. And then even soccer can be cause more injuries. He said, but people keep thinking that football is way too dangerous. So they have two things working against them trying to get young kids into the sport. One, too dangerous. Two, a sedentary lifestyle created by video games and non-participating parents. So the kids are fat and lazy sitting at home. They don't want to play football. They don't want to get off the couch, or they'd rather play soccer or lacrosse or something else because they think they'd be better off. So here's what's going to happen, Andrew. And this is according to the Sports Illustrated, the experts that have looked at it. They said that if fewer and fewer kids try out, these leagues go away. The grade school kids don't play. Therefore, the high school doesn't have a feeder system. The high school doesn't feed the college. The college doesn't feed the pros.
Is that the arm connected to the leg, the hip bone connected to the knee bone? Sort of. All right. So the other side of sports conversation has to do with the suspension of Ryan Braun from baseball. And so here with the backgrounder are sports hosts Doug Carson, Scott Anderson. That's 347, Michael.
There must be overwhelming evidence against him, because I talked to an attorney last week who told me that he had access to the Major League Baseball contract and had read it and thought that there would be no way that these suspensions would be upheld, that the players' union would battle them, and that they would probably win because the language in the contract basically called for only positive tests to lead to suspensions, and not receipts from Biogenesis, not receipts from a wellness clinic that was distributing illegal performance-enhancing drugs. And Ryan Braun has given up with no fight. Now, it's all part of, again, you talk about the legal aspect of this, and the play here made by Ryan Braun. The play might very well be, okay, my team is going nowhere this year. I am facing a 100-game suspension, and I can plea bargain it down to a 65-game suspension. It'll cost me less money, and it might be my best play, the best card to play from a legal aspect, and might cost me the least amount of money. Because in this day and age now, athletes go to the deny.
Yeah.
Until they can't deny it any longer. And in the meantime, they hope they make as much money as they possibly can.
All right, boys and girls, that's it. Another hour of conversation. Kaputsky!
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.